Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. We're talking cattle on feed in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, why don't you give us an update on the digital marketing campaign?
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in the midst of a 10-month digital marketing campaign to reach Oklahoma consumers with messages of beef's taste, its versatility, nutrition, and sustainability. At the midway point, we are thrilled that our videos have been viewed almost 2 million times by Oklahoma consumers. Unlike television through YouTube advertising, we are able to very specifically target consumers, such as moms of toddlers and infants, with our Early Years campaign. The best part, we only pay if they watch at least 30 seconds of the spot. Currently, our cost per view is running about 2 cents a consumer, and our best performing video ads featured a national holiday beef roast ad and a video produced by the Oklahoma Beef Council that works to bust the myths of beef sustainability.
Thanks, Heather. Remember, you can learn more about what's going on with your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. Talking today with Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Daryl, our latest cattle on feed report is now out from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Maybe first of all, go ahead and run down the numbers for us.
You bet. The May cattle on feed report showed April placements at 127.2% of a year ago. Marketings during April were 132.8% of a year ago. And the on feed total for May 1 is 104.7% of a year ago. So obviously the placements and marketings are being compared to very unusual numbers from a year ago. And that leads us to an on-feed total that's a little bit bigger than expected as well.
Daryl, I guess the key here is that we're comparing to the pandemic craziness of a year ago.
Yeah, actually, for the next several months, you know, last year we had so much dynamics. We had the initial drops, which is what we're comparing against now. But even later in the year, we had some kind of unusual placement patterns. And so it's going to be a bit of a challenge to interpret these numbers compared to a year ago for the next several months.
When you start looking at these numbers, say, compared to the first few months of 2021, anything really unusual from what you're seeing?
Well, you know, the situation we've been in, of course, that we've struggled with all year in the fed cattle market is that we carried over cattle from last year. We had very big feedlot inventories, and we're dealing with that in the fed cattle market and so on, trying to get these animals slaughtered and through the system and so on. You know, my read of this latest set of numbers is that we are making progress with that. You know, when I compare these on-feed numbers, for example, to 2 years ago, you know, we're beginning to pull the on-feed inventory down below 2019 levels, and as we go forward, we should pull it down even more. And so we are making progress, if you will, but we've still got you know, 2, 3, perhaps 4 months yet to work through the current sort of backlog of fed cattle that we have that we're dealing with right now.
Hangover from that huge number of cattle that we backed up initially is still a reality. In other words,
well, it's not so much the immediate backlog that we did in 2020. We worked through that backlog, but because of what was going on in dealing with that, we changed the placement patterns. Again, we had these kind of unusual placement patterns in the last part of the year, and that essentially set up another backlog, if you will, for the first part of this year. Of course, now we're really bumping up against our slaughter capacity, so the pace at which we can make improvements is being hampered by that, and that's what we're working through, and we will get through it. It's just going to take some time.
Bottom line for this particular report, Daryl, the cattle on feed numbers that we're talking about from USDA, what do the numbers really tell you?
Well, I think we've still got a couple months here of a pretty tough sledding. You know, we kind of knew that. You know, that part kind of hinges on the marketing. How fast can we market our way through this pipeline? Now, this bigger placement number, you know, may be viewed somewhat bearish by the trade. We'll have to see how they react to this report. And that's certainly looking a little farther down the road. That bigger placement number was actually in terms of some lighter weight cattle. So it does mean a little bit continuation, if you will, of some pipeline. But A little bit later into the year. But the fact of the matter is we are working through the numbers. So it is getting better, but again, it takes time. And, you know, now one of the other questions that could come up is, are we seeing any drought-related impacts in these placements? And the short answer is I can't be sure, although if you look at a state like South Dakota, placements were way up. And that may also indicate at least a limited degree of drought-related movement of cattle that's also adding to the current dynamics that we already have going on.
Dr. Daryl Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.